on legislative matters or foreign policy, but no matter which political party you belong to, you'll agree with the other that your safest investment is in the security of the United States. There are two convenient systems for acquiring bonds. One is through the payroll savings plan where you work. Another is the bond a month plan where you bank. The payroll savings plan has worked beautifully. A regular amount is deducted from your paycheck, and before you know it, you have purchased a United States defense bond. The bond a month plan is simply setting aside a portion of your savings for the purchase of bonds. It makes no difference how you do it, as long as the net result is the purchase of United States defense bonds. Just remember that now more than ever before, it pays to invest in bonds, United States defense bonds, your two-way investment in the future of America and in your future as well. Senator McCarthy will face a panel of four of the nation's leading reporters. Please remember that their point of view is not necessarily revealed in the questions they ask. Now the National Broadcasting Company and its independent affiliated stations invite you to Meet the Press. Here is your moderator, Martha Roundtree.
Good evening and welcome to another session of Meet the Press. Our guest this evening is Senator Joseph R. McCarthy, Republican from Wisconsin. Senator McCarthy is the new chairman of the Senate's Permanent Investigating Committee. And gathered around the press table waiting to fire questions at Senator McCarthy, we have first Mr. Bert Andrews of the New York Herald Tribune, Mrs. Mae Craig of the Portland, Maine Press Herald, Mr. Jack Bell of the Associated Press, and our permanent panel member, Lawrence Spivak. And now, Senator, I think we'll let Mrs. Craig have the first question.
Senator, your new Government Operations Committee will not take the principal role in the anti-communist investigation. Is that right?
I think perhaps the principal role in that investigation will be taken by the Judiciary Subcommittee headed by Senator Jenner.
Senator, does that mean that you're being pushed out of the anti-communist picture by Eisenhower policy?
No.
Well, the reason I ask that, if you don't mind, I'll read something which appeared in Time magazine on September 22nd.
Time magazine, yes. That's a swear word here, ma'am.
Yes, I know. On September 22nd, it seems prophetic. Other and far better men have to prove that they are more effectively against communist infiltration than McCarthy is. Now, do you think that means that there was planned to push you out of the picture?
I would say the Time magazine would be the poorest authority for it. They've been fighting my anti-communist fight since it started. In fact, the editor of Time was on the air today and issued the same tirade they've been issuing for a long time.
Do you think they perhaps influenced the administration to push you out of the anti-communist sector?
No one can push me out of anything. We have a very good committee. Senator Jenners will be going into that subject. I have a vast amount of information on communism and government. I intend to give to the Jenner Committee whatever the Jenner Committee can use, to the House Un-American Activities Committee whatever they can use. I shall keep a very, very close track of what's being done to expose and get communists out of government.
Wouldn't you like
I'm not retiring. As head of the investigating committee, Mr. Craig, we have a tremendous amount of work to do. We have complete jurisdiction of the anti-communist fight. I don't want this new Senate to get into a contest, however, over who will expose communists in government. You have the House Un-American Activities Committee, Mr. Jenner's committee, both headed by competent men. If they proceed to do the job, as I think they will, there will be, it'll give us more time to go to corruption, graft, waste in government. But I'm not retiring from the field of exposing communists.
Now, Mr. Andrews.
Well, Senator McCarthy, do you mean then if the investigation of communism doesn't go as you like it, that you'll take the floor and do what you can't do in the committee as it's presently set up?
Well, I've got an excellent committee. If our committee finds that a certain phase of communist infiltration is not being investigated, the first thing we'll do is discuss the matter with Mr. Jenner of the Senate committee, Mr. Veldy of the House committee, and we'll get along all right. It's hard to tell you ahead of time, Bert, just what particular work our committee will do, what particular work the Jenner committee will do. That will all fall into a pattern. You can be sure that everything that is urgently in need of investigating will be investigated, either by Jenner's committee or Veldy's committee or mine. And I just, at this time, all I can say is I'm not going to duplicate their work. They seem eager to do this job on communist government. While they continue doing that, my staff is available to them, my files are available to them.
I'd like to ask you another question, Senator. It's much more general. But as you know, your work has made you a very controversial figure. Some people think you're a hero. Some people think you're a heel. How do you appraise your own job as far as it's gone?
You mean you want to know whether I think I'm a hero or a heel?
Well, or where in between.
No, no, we'll go to the next question.
I'll let you appraise that.
Mr. Bell.
Senator, your subcommittee, your investigating committee, got $200,000 the other day from the Senate to investigate stockpiling.
No, that's incorrect.
Well, you're beginning to investigate stockpiling. I'm not suggesting the full $200,000 is going to be spent on that at all. What's rotten in the stockpiles?
Well, first let me say the $200,000 is cover a year's activities on the part of the committee, mainly to hire good, competent investigators. And so far as stockpiling is concerned, we have witnesses coming in tomorrow. I'd like to have that a public hearing, but I've decided we cannot because it deals with classified information. I don't think we can give the enemy information as to just what we're stockpiling, the extent of our stockpiling, the rate of it. The preliminary investigation, I should say the preliminary report given by my investigators to me, indicates that it needs some investigation.
Well, I will
issue a release tomorrow after the witnesses have testified, giving the public a general picture of what the testimony has been.
You say that stockpiling involves materials which you ought not to talk about, classified matters. I don't think the public understands at all what stockpiling is. Can you say anything about what we are stockpiling, why we are stockpiling? What is it? What materials?
Either rightly or wrongly, the military has classified all of this as top secret, feeling it may be a benefit to the enemy to know what we feel we must stockpile. We are stockpiling a sizable number of materials which we might be unable to get during a war. We want them on hand so that if a war comes, we'll be able to fight that war even though our source of supplies are shut off.
Do you think there's graft in this? Is that what you're looking for? Or are there some communists hidden in this stockpile? Or what?
The investigation tomorrow has nothing to do with the subject of communism. It has nothing to do with the subject of graft. It does deal with what apparently on the surface appear to be bad buying, forcing up the price. I wish I could give you more about it. I'll issue a press release after the witnesses testify tomorrow.
Mr. Spivak.
Senator, before he was confirmed, Charles Wilson had to bear his economic soul to a Senate committee. Do you think that it was right that he should do so?
Oh, I think the Wilson thing has been handled all right. I think Charlie Wilson is taking the wise course now in disposing of these holdings in General Motors.
Now, it has been proposed on many occasions.
Keep this in mind, if I may just take 10 seconds. I think that Wilson would have been perfectly honest in dealing with his own company, even though he held stock in the company. But it looks bad. If it's all right for Wilson to do that, then it's also all right for every other procurement officer to deal with their own company.
I'm talking more about having to reveal his full financial position. You think it was right that a man in that position should have to do that?
His full financial position, Mr. Spivak, in any company with which he might have to deal as Secretary of Defense.
Now, it's been proposed that senators file a statement of what they own and of all their outside income. Do you think that would be a good or a bad idea, and why?
Well, in my state, that's a moot question. I think mine is the only state in the Union in which all income tax returns are public information. And as I recall, some Senate committee gave a very complete picture of all of the meager holdings which I have. Now, if the other 95 senators want to do the same, I have no objection.
You think everything that you have has already been revealed and your income has been pretty well revealed?
Over 17 months very thoroughly.
Well, are you saying that the report of the Senate subcommittee as far as your income was revealed was accurate?
No.
You didn't give it. You didn't give them all the accurate information. Or you didn't give them the information that they published.
I gave many information they requested. If you want to get into that report, I'll be glad to do it. It's
no
matter. I think it's a great waste of time.
Well, do you intend to ignore that report completely, Senator?
Ignore it insofar as I am concerned. I will not ignore it insofar as my staff is concerned.
Well, I didn't quite understand what you mean by as far as your staff is concerned.
Oh, I have a very competent administrative assistant, one of the most competent in the Hill, doing an outstanding job. The committee issued a report saying it is significant that he deposited cash in the bank over the last 5 years. They told how much cash he deposited. And they said this is the way, they didn't say this, but they leaked the information to a smear artist, and he said this is the way of racketeers and crooks. They fail to mention that the government pays all of the Senate help in cash and that they must deal in cash. Take, for example, the three senators who signed the report indicating it is wrong for my administrative assistant to deposit his salary, which he got in cash, in the bank. I have checked, and I find that their administrative assistants have done exactly the same thing. See,
All administrative assistants are paid in cash?
Yes, not only administrative assistants, all of our office help. The staff that prepared that report, saying it's improper for McCarthy's help to deposit their cash in the bank, they're paid in cash also.
Senator,
I intend to do something about that. And I don't care what they call me. I've been called everything on earth already. But I think when I've got a good, outstanding administrative assistant who's done more for every dollar he gets than any man in the Senate, as far as I know, I just won't have them smeared.
Senator, the subcommittee in its report asked one question, which I'd like to ask you. Whether funds supplied to you to fight communism or other subversive activities were diverted by you to your own use. Now, you refused to answer that question.
Oh, no, I didn't refuse to answer
that
question.
For the subcommittee, as I understand it.
That is incorrect. That is incorrect. The subcommittee asked the question, I answered it. I told them no.
The answer is no.
Mrs. Craig.
Senator,
I may say, Mr. Spivak, I spent all of my salary. I borrowed money in that fight against communists. I'm not crying about it. It's an unfortunate thing, but I had to do it. The situation is different this year. We have a committee to do the work.
Go ahead, Mrs. Craig.
Senator Taft says that big government is a threat to our liberties. Now, there are a lot of people in this country that think big business and its infiltration into government is a threat to them, too. Now, your committee covers all departments?
That is correct.
Do you figure on cutting down government? Do you think it's too big?
I think it's far too big, Mrs. Craig.
Do you mean it has too wide functions, spend too much money, is efficient?
Number one, we have a tremendous amount of unnecessary personnel. We have government bureaus doing unnecessary work, the work that the states could do much better. I think we should pare it to the bone.
Do you think it's a justified fear on the part of the people that big business is coming in and taking over the government?
Well, during the past 20 years, big business has gained some monopolies, which I think are dangerous. The little businessman has faded more and more into the background. I think it's bad for America to have a monopoly either by business or government, and we've been headed that way, Mr. Craig.
Do you think the Eisenhower appointments lean too much to big business and government?
No, I think he's appointed very competent men so far, Mrs. Craig.
Well, that is what I asked you. They are still big business men.
Well, he's appointed men who have been successful either in labor or in business. The mark of intelligence, the mark of competence, is whether or not you have been successful in your field. So he's picked men from business and labor who have been successful in their field. I think he's done a good job.
Mr. Andrews.
Well, Senator, I think we got away from this question of investigating pretty fast because your committee does have wide powers. You're not merely going to investigate stockpiling.
Oh, no.
What other topics do you see that should be looked into immediately?
Mr. Andrews, we are now conducting preliminary investigations of roughly 10 different subjects. We have a gentleman's agreement on the committee that the members of the committee will not discuss the cases until they are ready for hearing. Otherwise, you've got the same thing you had in the old Hennings-Hayden-Hendrickson committee. Leaks all over the place. You just shouldn't do that.
Well, Senator,
you can't run an investigation.
Senator, you're not suggesting that all of those senators are going to observe that rule against leaks, are you?
I think they will. I think we've got a good bunch on both the Democrat and Republican side. You've had no leaks yet, my committee.
We'll have to try and see.
Senator, do you think there are any communists left in the State Department?
Yes.
Well, I'm not going to ask you how many you think are there, but do you think there are a substantial number in the State Department, communists and, say, fellow travelers?
Now, let's take, as of the date that Dulles took over, I don't know what he's done since then.
Well, let's assume that date, yeah.
Let's take the date Dulles took over. The State Department had not changed its course over the past 10 years. They got rid of a few people like Alger, Hiss, Julian Wadley, Friedman, Remington, who's not technically in the State Department working with him. But the course didn't change. See, Jack, Mr. Bell, it's robbery is occurring in your neighborhood. If you pick up two or three robbers and you find that the number of robberies continue at the same pace, You know you haven't even scratched the surface. You know the ring is still working. And the State Department's thinking has not changed one iota. Their activities have not changed. They've been just as dangerous as of a week ago as they were a year ago.
Well, now, Senator, how would you suggest that the new Secretary of State go about rooting out these people? How can he do that job and still do the job that he has to do in foreign affairs and making trips all over the world?
Very simply, I suggested that to Truman 2 years ago. He didn't feel called upon to take my advice at that time.
Well,
we were not in a Dear Joe, Dear Harry basis.
Mr. Sidak? I'm sorry.
Having merely called in the heads of our various intelligence agencies, head of the FBI, the CIA, Secret Service, Army Intelligence, Navy Intelligence, and said, gentlemen, here are a list of people who have been under suspicion. They've been named by McCarthy, named by Veldy, named by Pat McCarran. You gentlemen assigned to the men in your intelligence units the task of bringing me a summary of these men. And we'll decide whether good or bad. It's easy, Jack.
Well, now, who would compile that list of people that you have mentioned, people at Veldy's committee have mentioned? Would you have a deputy compile a list of everybody who's been mentioned publicly as possibly having some connection with communism? And
Mr. Bell,
I think
any man who has been named by either a senator or a committee or a congressman as dangerous to the welfare of this nation, his name should be submitted to the various intelligence units, and they should conduct a complete check upon him. It's not too much to ask. It's not unfair.
Well, now, in this connection, though, wouldn't the same people be investigating these people as have been investigating them for years under the Truman administration?
Well, Mr. Bell,
there is no material change in the personnel, is there?
Mr. Bell, the investigative units have been doing a fairly good job. The unfortunate thing has been that the material has not been used once it has been turned over, was at the State Department by the FBI. The outstanding example, I think, was developed by the McCarran Committee, where it is found that some, I forget the number, 15, 18 men in UN who had been promoted from positions in the State Department to the UN. They found the State Department had a file at DEPOM showing all of their communist activities. State Department gave them complete clearance. You see, the investigation had been excellently done. Then those men were called before the McCarran Committee. Some of them asked the question, are you a spy as of today? And they said, I won't answer because if I answered, I'd go to jail. My answer might incriminate me. So don't ever make the mistake of thinking the error has been with your FBI. The FBI has done an outstanding job, but then the information has been lying dormant in the files.
Well, I'm not suggesting that any error has been made anywhere, Senator. I'm just asking you in this case.
You're asking good, intelligent questions to bring out the points which should be brought out.
Now, at this point, do you think that Dulles should assign a deputy to investigate the situation and to head up a sort of a super investigative group within the State Department? Is that what you have in mind, or what do you have in mind?
Well, if he appoints a good security officer, that will help things out.
A security officer should do it, in your judgment, then.
Well, I think there are many changes should be made, Mr. Bell. As of today, the loyalty of the State Department employees is passed upon by their fellow employees. In other words, there's a loyalty board within the State Department. I think that's a mistake. I think that your loyalty machinery should be outside of the department.
You would have outside of the department, then, Mr. Bell.
Well, if you and I are working together in the same department, and if I'm accused of communist activities, I don't believe you, who happens to be a good friend of mine in the State Department, should sit on the board and decide whether or not I am a security risk or not. I think that job should be done outside of the department. Otherwise, you won't get a good job done.
Senator. Mr. Andrews.
Well, Senator, you seem to place...
That would be my first recommendation, Mr. Dulles.
You seem to place most emphasis on the State Department. You mean it's just the State Department that is infiltrated by communists, or do you think other government agencies are similarly affected?
The reason, Mr. Andrews, I've concentrated on the State Department is because they have been determining foreign policy. I know a lot more about the communists in the State Department than in other departments.
Mr. Sidak.
To answer your question, no, they're not concentrated in the State Department.
Senator, you said that graft and corruption investigations are going to make up the major work of your committee. Why don't you think that...
No, I didn't say that.
Well, I thought that you were quoted as saying that in the papers, that you were going to devote yourself largely to investigation of graft and corruption in your committee.
The principal... let me put it this way, Mr. Sidak. The principal task of our committee normally has been to investigate graft and corruption. Another very important task is the so-called functional investigation of the social security system, for example, of the FSA, of the GSA, the various departments, the Maritime Commission.
Well, now,
not for the purpose of digging out crooks, but to keep our eye on them so they'll know that we're reviewing them with a jaundiced eye. I think under Senator Huey, for example, we saved a tremendous amount of money in the so-called functional investigation. Right now, we're looking into the FSA, Federal Security Agency. Find unusual things.
You're going to devote a good deal of part of time, though, to corruption and graft, though. You're going to keep your eye on that, aren't you?
Yes, we will. Keep in mind, also, we've got a limited number of investigators.
Well, why shouldn't that be left to the Justice Department, if you have a good Justice Department? Isn't that really their job, rather than the job for a Senate Investigating Committee?
Mr. Spivak, the job of the Congress is to represent the American people. If we find graft and corruption, dishonesty, waste, we've got a duty to expose it.
Well, I thought the job of the
Senate... A duty to call it to the attention of the Justice Department. If the Justice Department were convicting all crooks, we wouldn't have to expose them.
No, but you can't possibly have the facilities, for example, of investigating corruption that the FBI has. I mean, to keep its eye on things that you can't possibly do. Mm-hmm. I thought the job of the Senate Investigating Committee was largely to do its investigating in case it wanted to pass some legislation rather than just be another FBI. Isn't that so?
That's one of the purposes, but the other purpose is to bring to the attention of the American people facts which they should have. If there's graft and corruption, the American people shouldn't know about it.
Senator, I'd like to have one more question on communism before we switch altogether. You called General Bedell Smith, the new Undersecretary of State, the man who was to be Undersecretary of State, and the former head of the CIA, as I remember, a fine American. And General Smith called John Davies, whom you attacked, a very loyal and capable officer. Now, who's wrong on John Davies?
Number one, I have never called Mr. Bedell Smith either a fine American or a bad American. I've never said anything about it.
Well, the papers quoted you as calling General Bedell Smith a fine American.
I have not referred to General Bedell Smith. As far as John Patton Davies is concerned, he's one of the men whom I named before the Tidings Committee. The Tidings Committee cleared him. The McCarran Committee recommended that his case be submitted to the Justice Department not once but twice, because the McCarran Committee found, and the Democrats and Republicans agreed, they found that John Patton Davies had lied when he said that he had not tried to place communists as head of our CIA. I believe the McCarran Committee is correct. I think one of the greatest crimes ever perpetrated. Let's keep example of malfeasance in office was the refusal on the part of the Justice Department to present that case to the grand jury, and I hope that the new McCarran Committee, headed by Senator Jenner, follow that down. I'm not going to comment upon what Bedell Smith said about John Patton Davies. I think that he should not be in government service. I think he's dangerous to the security of this nation. I think he should have been removed 2.5 years ago. I think the removal of some of these people now is many years and many lives too late.
Well, now, Davies was on Smith's staff, and Smith was head of the CIA, which is our intelligence bureau, and ought to know. And as I said, he worked with him, and as, again, I quote, he called him a loyal and capable officer. How can you explain something of that kind?
I don't explain Bedell Smith thinking. I know what the McCarran Committee said about this man after a thorough investigation. I know they unanimously agreed that this man's case should be submitted to the Justice Department because, and listen to this, because he had lied, they said, when he claimed he did not try to put top communists head of our Central Intelligence Agency. That's enough for me to label that man as dangerous.
And yet the man who cleared him was head of the Central Intelligence Agency, and he is going to become Undersecretary of State. Are you going to raise any questions about him when he comes up for confirmation?
I think I'll wait till that time comes.
Mrs. Craig.
You'll see what I do then.
Senator, one of the greatest factors in the election of the Republicans was the fear of the people that communism, internal communism, was not being ousted. Do you think that the Eisenhower administration sufficiently comprehends the nature of the enemy to do that effectively?
Well, they sufficiently comprehend. I don't know, Mrs. Craig. I think this, that they have the will, they have the desire to remove communists from government. That's the important first step.
You think that it may have to come back to Congress again, that you had to do it before?
I think the Congress must keep a very, very close, jaundiced eye upon what's being done in the executive branch. That's regardless whether a Democrat or Republican in the presidency.
Mr. Bell.
Senator, what are your present political relations with President Eisenhower?
I've got a great deal of admiration for the new president.
Well, that's quite evident, but how does the new president feel about you?
You'd have to get that,
tell us something along that score. You know, there's quite a bit of discussion during the campaign of his visit to Wisconsin. And
the only contact I had with the president was very, very pleasant. I met Mrs. Eisenhower for the first time. I think she's one of the finest ladies I ever met.
That's an awfully nice note to end the program, too. Everybody likes everybody. This concludes the latest edition of Meet the Press. I want to thank you, Senator McCarthy, for being with us.